This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Popular music talks a lot about angels, but Leroy finds another side of the story in Psalm 103. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
During my high school years in Neola, Iowa, population 900, I had a job at the blue and white grocery store candling eggs every Saturday night. Farmers would bring their eggs to town to trade them for groceries, and it was my job to hold each egg up to the light to make sure it was not rotten. To help pass the time, I used to listen to a radio program called Your Hit Parade. The top 10 tunes of the nation were played every week, and we were kept in great suspense about which song would be number one. One of the songs that made it to the top 10 had nice little words, but now that I'm a Christian and have studied the Bible, I realize it was totally unscriptural. Listen to the words, the tender words of a boy to his best girl. He says, "You may not be an angel, for angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you." Now, is that a good representation of what an angel is like? Do the angels of God resemble somebody's girlfriend? Hardly. Listen to these words from Psalm 103, verses 20 and 21. "Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly hosts, you His servants who do His will." These verses, along with many others throughout the Bible, tell us that there are hosts of unseen beings in this world who have some specific duties and that you and I benefit greatly from their ministry. Hebrews 1:14 asks, "Are not all angels, ministering spirits, sent to serve those who inherit salvation?" Last week, we noted the protection given to the people of God by these powerful beings. Here we learn they are sent to serve and help in whatever the need. In Acts chapter 10, the angel of God came to Cornelius, who was seeking the Lord, and told him how to find help. When Jesus was born, the angels told the shepherds where they could find the Savior. The word angel means messenger. But the one work they cannot do is to be a messenger of the gospel. The angel could put Cornelius in touch with someone who could come and share the gospel with him, but that was all the angel could do. Sharing the gospel is reserved for us. God relies on us as the messengers of His salvation. Do you think much about angels? Because of their ministry of encouragement and protection, you can be a faithful messenger of the gospel. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
During June, we encourage you to write for a free copy of 7 Minutes with God. This classic pamphlet tells why we need to experience the intimacy of communion with Christ and how we can do it each day. To receive your free copy of 7 Minutes with God, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, the tragedy of getting what you want, as we study Psalms 104 through 106 on Daily Discipleship.